Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The story cracked us up yesterday.
I mean, kind of.
Kind of cracked us up. I mean, it's kind of sad. It cracked us up for the reason that it brought up the original story of this 91-year-old man named Bobby who ate a half a tub of paint.
Half a quart, it looks like. Like a quart.
Yeah, like the size of a yogurt bottle, essentially. And he thought it was a pot of yogurt, actually. But he didn't die from it. He didn't die.
No, this was like 4 years ago, right?
No.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
2019.
When I saw that man who drinks paint dies, I thought, oh, that's sad. And it says he drank paint then. And
he went viral.
He lived 4 more years?
Yeah, he went viral in 2019, so much so that he like started his own Instagram. And because I think the reason he went viral is because somebody did a TikTok or something. Somebody posted a picture of him.
Mm-hmm. I think it was his granddaughter.
Yeah, and here's...
Because they thought it was hilarious.
Fancy idiots.
Gramps is so out of it that he can't tell the difference texture-wise between ice cream and paint.
Yeah, no, he thought it was like some
yogurt.
Kind of mint yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just, went to town on it.
I mean, the picture.
But it's literally in a
one-quart
paint bucket, like one of those little paint cups that you buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It literally says measure right mixing container.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not ice cream.
And look at this old man. He's got paint yogurt all over himself.
Yeah.
It's
on his
everywhere.
Shirt. It's all over his hoodie. It's on his pants. But most specifically, it's on his lips like he painted himself like a midnight hooker.
Oh, it's
the
bad.
The fact that this guy survived eating as much of that paint as he did.
Can you imagine his stool?
It was probably so crackly and green.
I mean, just one shamrock shake will take care of you.
Oh, yeah. Remember when I had a shamrock shake for the first time when we were in Flint like 5 years ago?
I had like a pint of paint.
Man.
Well, hearing this story, the whole reason it popped back up, he would have been 92 last week, but his granddaughter, who originally shared this picture, shared that he actually passed away back in June, but it brought up the story all over again of, 91-year-old man eats paint and survives, which made us think, what did you do that 100% should have killed you, but you survived? Texts are coming in, 1-800-947-3979. So you can continue to text us or give us a call. Maitland's handling the phone lines right now. We've got
the dopier, the better.
Yes.
The dopier, the better.
This one from the 207. When I was 12, my brother dared me to eat 5 AAA batteries. I ate all of them, plus the entire pack of 12 and 4 that were in our VCR remote.
Oh.
Jesus.
My parents were sure I wouldn't survive the night. Even brought in our local pastor to
the
hospital.
Don't bring in the pastor. So you were at the hospital. I thought they were going to say we just brought in the pastor and prayed.
In case I needed last rites. I'm 44 now.
That's,
oh my God.
I mean, that
batteries?
That acid.
Oh.
Yeah, that definitely can kill you very quickly.
This text from the 207. While my truck was running, I decided to pull the coil wire while my other hand was on the aluminum intake. Worst jolt of my life, right through the heart. That was 30 years ago. Probably kill me if it happened today.
Ooh, I almost got run over by my own vehicle.
Did you?
Yeah, at my old house. I had pulled up in the driveway. My driveway was really steep, and then it flattened out. And I pulled up in the driveway, or I was going to back out of the driveway or something. So I had the car was running, and for whatever reason, I had to hop out because I forgot something, I think. I don't know what it was, but I forgot to put it into neutral, and it was a manual transmission, and it just started rolling backwards as soon as I got out. And the door, like I saw the door pass over me, and I saw the wheel roll right next to me. That was pretty scary. I should be dead because of that.
Hot Wings, has anything like that ever happened with you?
I ran my own foot over with my lawnmower.
Ouch.
But it was just the blades weren't going, but I hadn't put it quite out of gear, and the cord, I don't know, it was before like things had safety mechanisms.
Oh, yeah, you could just feed a child.
So, I was younger. I was in high school or whatever. Our old snapper lawnmower I had gotten off. I ran my own. whatever.
Ouch.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but.
All right, we've got more calls coming in. 1-800-947-3979. Call or text Michael in West Tennessee. Tell us how a bone saved you.
In 2005, in a little town in Nashville, I was run over by a full-size Ford cargo van hauling paint, ironically. I was on a...
Did you drink any?
Yeah, paint's really got it out for people.
I was on a 10-speed aluminum frame bicycle, and it butterflied it. You could touch the back wheel with the front wheel.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But what saved me was when it threw me off the bicycle, I was thrown 50 feet into the air, landing on the left side of my head, fracturing my skull, and a piece of the bone fragment pierced my inner ear canal, allowing the blood out so it didn't build pressure on my brain.
What? Wow.
Oh, wow. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Wow. So
oh, my God. Michael, I'm glad you're alive.
Oh,
Justin.
Oh, I wanted to ask him more questions.
Sorry.
I had so many questions.
To alleviate the blood pressure.
Oh, my God. Justin in New York, you almost died at a Bills Patriots game.
Oh, that's not surprising.
Yeah, the playoff game a couple years, or I think it was last year, maybe January.
You should remember if you almost died.
Yeah, I think it was the 2022 playoff game, January.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, anyways, it was negative 13 degrees outside. We had got an early start to the tailgate, because I don't know if you know anything about Buffalo Bills tailgates, but we go ham.
I've seen some videos.
I've seen
a few videos.
A time or two, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we crushed a bottle of Rumplemintz, which is 100 proof. Had about an 18-pack each. We started at, like, I think 1 o'clock.
Oh, brutal.
So negative 13 out. I don't remember anything from the game. I couldn't tell you what happened at all.
Not surprised.
And yeah, around halftime, I recall being at the bar across the street. And next thing I know, I hear someone go, "Hey, buddy, you're going to die if you sleep there." And I was about maybe an hour walk away from the bar we were at, across the street from a mall, sleeping in a snowbank.
Oh, wow. Justin.
You're an hour from the last place you remember.
Yeah, I had a screenshot. I was walking somewhere, I had a screenshot of the map, and I was like, "Oh wow, that's not my way home at all."
I walked an hour in the wrong direction.
I survived it. A couple was walking down the street, and I was like, "Can I just use your phone? Because my phone had died." And they helped me get a hold of somebody who was able to come pick me up.
Oh my God. Dude. That is nuts. Negative 13. This text is great. As a kid, my older sister made me believe that the candy runs had to be eaten by shoving them up your nose. I had multicolored snot running down my face as I was crying, and my parents were trying to figure out what happened. It was at a bowling alley, and I was maybe 4. Good Lord.
Nah, that wouldn't kill you. It's just stupid and painful.
Oh, God. All right, Jason, in Grand Rapids, what kind of contest nearly killed you?
So I was probably about 8 or 9 years old at my house with my cousin of the same age. My mom was at work. So me and him decided it would be a fantastic idea at that young age and intellect to have a pill-eating contest out of the medicine cabinet.
See who could eat better. Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
Jason, do y'all know what you took? Do your like parents remember?
So the only thing that I know for sure that I took, we kind of split my mom's circular birth control.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I'm sure that wasn't
one of the ones that required my stomach to get pumped, and I had a 3-day stay in the hospital, but at least I know I'm never going to have any unwanted surprises. Yeah.
But a lot of those are just placebos, right? Like, aren't a lot of them
the
just,
last week is, yeah. You're just, you're barren. Thanks, Jason. We're going to have to come back to this because we have hundreds of comments on social media. If it's easier for you to comment on there, you can follow along at FBHW Show. Keep sending in your texts. If you're not able to call, what should have killed you but didn't?
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.